Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, tips on dealing with beet armyworm, especially for farmers in St. Elizabeth. Stay tuned to find out more. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net, close windows before dark, open windows and doors during fogging, cover your body as much as possible, and wear light-colored clothing. Protect yourself from mosquito-borne diseases. Do your part to prevent mosquito breeding in your surroundings. A message from the Ministry of Health.
The recent rainfall in South St. Elizabeth, after the protracted dry spell, has activated rapid plant growth, providing more food for an increasing beet armyworm population. To stop the spread of the pest, the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries and RADA, in collaboration with the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, have implemented a project targeting the management of beet armyworm on a scallion and onion. Senior Plant and Food Safety Officer at RADA, Francine Webb, says it is recommended that farmers take two main actions.
One, we want them to increase the monitoring, the scouting within their fields, right? So at least every 3 days. Two, we want them to use the pheromone traps. We have pheromone traps that farmers were trained how to use and how to use the information from that in their management program. So it helps them to monitor the population of the beet armyworm.
Farmers are being encouraged to use environmentally friendly pesticides, which encourage the presence of natural enemies. Farmers, you're also being encouraged to provide adequate nutrition to crops and manage all weeds within surrounding fields which may harbor the pest.
So scout your field and make sure that you're looking out for egg sacs and for worms, tiny worms. And you want to get through to them before they actually puncture the leaves and get inside, because there's very little much that you can do once they're inside the leaves.
Over 150 farmers have already been trained in management of beet armyworm and are passing on the knowledge to their colleagues.
And both farmers, very enthusiastic, quite knowledgeable, quite willing now to share the information, and are now looking to see this turnaround to dollars and cents for them, because they are now going to be better able to manage it in their field.
For further information on managing the beet armyworm pest, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-ASK-RADA. That's 1-888-275-7232.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
Celebrating 10 years, protecting the nation's children, planting the seeds to change, soothe, and heal. The Child Development Agency, securing a brighter tomorrow.
Transforming lives in many places, putting smiles on the little faces, making homes where children can thrive and their talent realized.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
10 years safeguarding our children, encouraging better parenting.
So, fighting abuse and daddy's absent for the children's sake. Let's work with the CDA
to protect the children.
CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.
An executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
And our proverb of the day is, today for you, tomorrow for me. Translation, today is for you, tomorrow is for me. This means everyone gets his turn in life for equal misfortune or opportunity. That's a wrap for this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With student engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Leon Schaefer, I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.